Hi, this is Nick Forster, host of E-Town. I'd like to tell you about a new podcast, Purple State. Purple State takes a deep look at the underlying causes of the current kind of nasty state of American politics and asks big questions through interesting conversations and interviews. You can find us at Team Purple State on social media and at purplestate.org. Search E-Town's Purple State wherever you get your podcasts. Hi, everybody. This is Nick Forster. We hope you've been enjoying our episodes from the E-Town Archives. If you're just tuning in this week, be sure to check out our podcast channel to hear more from throughout our 27 years here at E-Town. This week, we're going to send out a birthday wish to the wonderfully gifted singer and songwriter Gillian Welch. As many of you probably know, Gillian often performs with her partner, guitarist Dave Rawlings. They are well known for their original songs that sound like timeless classics. They've got a way of sounding new and old at the same time. They're currently on tour, so if you get a chance, we highly recommend going out and seeing their live show. Gillian is just remarkable. She's great. So please enjoy this excerpt from their second visit to E-Town, which was back in 1999.
And one gin and mule from the Alabama Trust. For half of the cotton and a third of the corn, get a handful of dust. We can't. Take a hard life of tears from every day I've ever known. Anna's in the churchyard, she got no life at all. She only got these words on a stone. We can't. We can only Well, thanks very much. You can't see it out there on the radio, but I've just made an amazing transformation. I just turned into a banjo player. There's this, I don't know, there's this wave of chick banjo players kind of taking over the country. I don't know if we've hit your town yet, but...
You're way on the front.
We've hit E-Town.
Nice to have you back. Hell Among the Yearlings. How did you come up with that cheerful title?
Well, actually, you probably know this. That's the name of a fiddle tune. I know a number of people, a number of old-time fiddlers that play it, folks like John Hartford. I know he plays that tune a lot. And we were thumbing through a book of tunes, and Dave saw that title written in there, and we both really liked it. It just seemed to suit the group of songs that we had amassed for this record.
Which were cheerful.
Which were really cheerful.
And then you rewrote them all.
Yeah.
I like, there's one lyric in, I've forgotten which song, it says, "There's something good in a worried song for the trouble in your soul." Is that kind of where you're aiming?
Yeah, I probably stand behind that lyric.
Yeah. there was another phrase that you kind of connected with, and I'm trying to remember what it was. I think it was American primitive. What does that mean for you?
Oh, yeah. That's a phrase I procured from John Fahey. He used to use that to apply to his music. And I thought it just really suited us. It means to me a kind of roots music and not overly polished. It's still got some grit on there. I think when we're playing well and when things are going well, we're very in sync, but still with a lot of grit on there.
Yeah, I'd say that's right. And are there any people that you sort of still hold up as great arbiters of the truest thing? And somebody, if they said, oh man, that Gillian Welch, she's great, you would just go, okay, that's it, I've done it. You know, are there real curmudgeons in your midst still that you haven't won over yet?
Well, actually, happily, in the last year or so, one of the real biggies, possibly the biggest, Dr. Ralph Stanley, he asked us to sing on a record with him, and so that's kind of the top for me, because I wouldn't be doing this if I hadn't bumped into those Stanley Brothers records. That was basically what turned me from punk rock to mountain music, was the Stanley Brothers. But now, the really funny thing is what a small step that is.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just not that far apart. You know, we were talking about the grit. Yeah. They both have about the same amount of grit. And that's really how I kind of classify music. Dave and I talk about this a lot. It basically breaks down into dirty and clean. And I like the dirty stuff.
Well, I think you're not going to find a lot of argument around here. I also like the fact that it was just such a momentous thing. You hear this one record, you have this epiphany, and suddenly your life has changed forever. I mean, how did you bump into a Stanley Brothers record?
I was living in a house in Santa Cruz, California, not that far from E-Town. And I was living with a bluegrass DJ named Mike McKinley, who had a local bluegrass show. And he had a great record collection. He's also a great cook, and we kind of worked it out. So Sunday mornings, he would cook breakfast, and I would clean the bathroom. This was how it evened out. And so I was scrubbing the bathtub, and he was cooking breakfast, and he put on the legendary Stanley Brothers, Volume 1. It's a live recording from the late 50s, I think. And that's what did it. That's how I bumped into it.
Yeah. Well, listen, I think it's a great transition. I like the fact that, you know, there are these little paths, these little avenues that you can take and you can play this kind of music and you can lure in new people and connect people from different backgrounds, different places, and find some true place in the middle.
Yeah.
Or even on the edge. And you guys are doing a great job of that, I think.
Well, thanks.
And David, I just want to say that I'm really appreciating your acoustic guitar playing. You've got your little Epiphone Olympic. Is that what that is over there?
Correct.
He said you got one too recently.
I do have one.
We are brethren in small archtop guitars that make funny noises.
Yeah, I'm watching pretty close. I'm stealing some of your licks over there, so be careful. What? I told him yesterday that he's the only guy I know who will bump into one of the most sour notes you could imagine, and instead of running quickly from it, he'll actually milk it for all it's worth, which is...
Many more coming up.
Yeah,
where that came from.
It takes a lot of courage to do that. I appreciate that. Anyway, welcome back, would you please, Gillian Welch and David Rawlings.
Thanks a lot. Well, we never feel right unless we leave folks with a good killing song. So here goes with that.
Caleb Murray lived alone in them hollering pines, and he made a little whiskey for himself, set it up to pass the time. Long one evening in the back of my house, on to Bowling Green to do some business there. Then Caleb threw that bottle down and grabbed me by my hair. Caleb, my, your ghost is gonna wear them rattling chains. But when I go to sleep at night, don't you call my name.
Gillian Welch, David Rawlings, Nashville, Tennessee. Their latest CD out on Almo Sounds Record is called Hell Among the Yearlings. Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. Thank you for listening. This is Nick Forster. Join us next week, and we'll be back with more from the E-Town Archives.